So welcome everybody to the Great American Golf Show. Ray Adams here, your caddy for the show. Hello everybody. Welcome and greetings. Lots going on in the world of golf. And I'm with Dr. Bob Denny. Dr. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Lots happening. I was at the Schwab Cup Media Day, Bob, on during this week, and have a great interview that I'll be playing from Stephen Elker. And we know what's going on with the Schwab Cup Championship. I'm going to let you take off right now and tell me, how do you feel? This segment is brought to you, by the way, by Squares Golf Shoes. SQAIRZ, Squares Golf Shoes. And I'm also being sponsored by the new Faux Legends restaurant here in Anthem. Part of my Anthem only segment, they have the most wonderful, wonderful food. You can't believe it. And then the Pure One, Pure Grip Training Club. I want to tell you about that one. You've got to get to Pure One, PureOneGolfShop.com and find out about the Pure One, Pure Grip Training Club. If you go there, you're going to find maybe one of the greatest training aids in history. All right, Bob, there you go.
Well, Ray, I'm enjoying Chamber of Commerce weather here in Florida.
It's yes, you are.
We're very lucky. We're in the 70s or low or high 70s with no humidity, and we're very fortunate to escape the storms for now. So we're happy to say that.
Well, and when you look at the weather, you're looking at some of the greatest weather and some of the greatest country in the USA, Bob. I mean, you live in a paradise.
Yeah, that's what I paid to join this wonderful community.
Well, we're not going to talk about that. I also pay here in Phoenix, Arizona, some significant money to live in and breathe here in Anthem Country Club. So we know where we live and we know how beautiful it is. But we also know how much we pay for it.
That's right. We're happy to greet the people from the north when they come down and visit us.
And you do that for sure. And they do come down and visit you. All right, Bob, tell me something good about golf. What's going on?
Well, I think it's a little interesting that one of our fall events here that the Worldwide Technologies at Los Cabos, Mexico. El Cardenal Diamante, and the leader coming into the weekend is Nick Dunlap, and he posted a 61 in the opening day round, and then he's flashing, he's chasing even lower in the second round before we closed into the show, and I think he's due. He's an Alabama graduate. He has two wins in 2024, but none in this year. He's outstanding. He's a flash player. He has these big moments, and people chasing him include Matty Schmid and Ben Griffin, who we remember from the Ryder Cup.
Well, we know Ben Griffin for sure.
Yeah. So it's good to see that. And I'll never, ever feel that the college players are ever going to be any disadvantage, because I think they're really developing in their own ways to have in many ways, that their own development tour. They're so talented, and it may not say professional on their resumes yet, but they're good enough to play in that. I've watched a lot of them in the Walker Cup, and I think that the college player of this generation is far and away more qualified and ready to enter the heat of the PGA Tour.
Yeah. Now, let's look at what's going on with the PGA Tour. We've got that tournament happening. And where are we headed from there?
Well, it just a moment. I was caught up in my original schedules here. I
It's
just,
okay.
yeah, I was looking at the different schedule, but right after that, it's the Bermuda Championship, the Butterfield Bermuda, on the November 13th at
Yes.
Port Royal, a golf course that I've seen before during the PGA's Grand Slam of Golf days. And it's a wonderful little place in Southampton, and it's a fun place to play, great par threes, and that'll be November 13th. And then
Nice.
the around Thanksgiving time, just before Thanksgiving, is the RSM Classic at Sea Island Golf Club in
Yes.
St. Simon, Georgia.
Yes. All right. So that's what's scheduled for the upcoming PGA Tour. Did you see, Bob, where the LIV Golf has decided that they're going to go to a traditional 72-hole format?
That's
Can
right.
you believe it? Finally, after 3 years, they have figured it out. Tell me about it.
Well, some people think that's the only barrier between them and getting world ranking points. That's not true.
Yes.
There's a lot of other elements entered into it which have to be negotiated, and the World Golf Rankings panel is not bending. They will negotiate and look at it very hard. It's almost like a Supreme Court justice panel looking at it. Some of the other elements listed, Ray, that include limited fields in live events, lack of open qualifying, no cuts, and insufficient player promotion and relegation pathways. Those are some of the elements. Those are mentioned.
Okay, go ahead. I want to hear from you, but why is this not a big deal? This is not a big deal, is it? They've gone to 72 holes, okay, but it's still not going to give them the points. Why not?
Just because those elements I mentioned that still are in discussion, they haven't ironed out, which I'll go back over it again. Limited fields,
Yes.
lack of open qualifying, no cuts, and insufficient player promotion and relegation pathways. It boils down to this: it's a closed shop. The LIV Golf is a closed shop. Those that are in LIV Golf are getting amazing contracts, and that is not open to other players from around the world to have a lack of open qualifying. That's part of it.
That's
So
it.
the World Golf Rankings panel, which I can say it's almost like the Supreme Court in some ways, is very careful on their decision making and how they will do this, because they're taking into account thousands of golfers from around the world in 25 tours that they're negotiating with.
All right, very good. Now you have a very special person that you want to talk about, and we want to listen. Go for it.
On November 3, golf lost the wonderful Judy Bell at the age of 89. Fought a tremendous battle with over the last 30 years of with her health issues, but she was a fighter. She was tremendous. She was a pioneer in all respects. The first female president of the USGA and the first woman of a major golf association to be a leader in that capacity. Judy was a member of 11 Halls of Fame. Well, she also did so much wonderful fundraising for the future of women's golf and diversity. That means the women's opportunities and raising so much money. And she passed away in her home in Colorado, and she was just she was one of those people that stand out to me in golf over the past, generation. When I first got into the PGA of America in 1992, I get to, people like learn of people like her. Got to meet Patty Berg. Got to meet obviously Renee Powell, but Judy stepped to the forefront because I could tell that this is a woman that never rested until she got the mission accomplished. And
Yeah.
that's the best thing. So all prayers
Tell us
to
more
her.
about her, Bob. I want to hear more about this person because she was a beak. She was huge in the world of golf. So tell us more about her background.
Well, she grew up in, like I said, in which she was born in Wichita, and she took up the golf at age 10, and she won number of events. And she actually lost to Mickey Wright in the semifinals of the U.S. Girls Junior in 1952, believe it or not. But she played on two Curtis Cup teams, and she was a member of the World Golf Hall of Fame. And like I said, she was one of the first women, the second class, in fact, to get honorary membership in the RNA. The first class involved Renee Powell and Annika and Dame Laura Eves and Princess Anne. In December of 2015, Judy came in with Marlene Street and able to get to the next level of honorary membership.
She was a powerhouse in golf. And when you talk about a person like that, Bob, you're talking not just about a leader, but you're talking about someone who, well, they move the needle.
Yes. And like I said, she was able to be a fundraiser for in events that probably weren't as popular at the time, but she became a lightning rod for those helping bring out the LPGA junior girls golf programs and building opportunities for women and that kind of thing, because it was an uncharted area in sometimes in the early 80s of getting women actually fostering faster and a faster pace and bringing opportunities for extra tours and so forth. So Judy was the forefront. She was at the leadership for that, and she did a wonderful job, the first woman to be elected to the executive committee of the USGA. So for generations and centuries of a sport dominated by men, Judy stood out as one who could take the lanes and really handle all the things thrown at her, and dealing with all the ups and downs, and as you expect in a presidency.
Absolutely. This segment is brought to you by the Pure One Pure Grip Training Club. You want to go to pureonegolfshop.com and find out about this ultimate two-in-one training aid designed to elevate your warm-up and take your game to the next level. I love this club. Bob, if you had it in your hands, you wouldn't believe it. It's the full shape of a club head, only smaller. And it just barely gets around the ball. And then, of course, you've got the grip, and then you've got the full weighted club. It is fabulous to help you get, well, to help you get your club head and your ball together.
How
PureOneGolfShop.com.
can I ask you a question about that?
Yeah.
Since I have not played with it or seen it, but I just want to know, in the early part of the 1990s, the hybrids were becoming more in vogue at that time,
Yes.
and they were helping the average player get balls airborne from tough lies. So the tight lies became a big thing at that time.
And that was a big deal.
How is this club adapting in the 21st century now? And here we are in 2025.
Well, what you have is you have a golf club, and I'm holding up my hands, only Bob can see me, but you're holding up a club head that's probably a couple of 2 or 3 inches wide only. So it barely fits around the ball. And then you have a full weighted club. So this golf club is something else, and a number of PGA Tour players and other players have hit this club, and I can tell you that it's very, very special. Now, they haven't paid me $1. The reason why I talk about it, Bob, is because when you hit this club, you absolutely have to hit it perfectly. And if you don't, it goes flying everywhere. I don't think we've ever seen a club like that before.
I just remember the brand of the perfect club from Peter Kessler in the old days.
Oh, well, and guess who's going to be on my TV show here pretty soon? Mr. Peter Kessler did a full television show with him, and we had a great time. Peter's He's a force to be reckoned with. Tell me about Peter Kessler. What do you know?
I just remember him as one of the first interviewers on golf television that didn't have to rely upon notes.
He did
And
not.
he did a wonderful job of connecting with all the leaders of the game. And I think about that perfect club that he was always endorsing. There's a quote that I'll never forget when I was watching Johnny Miller at the height of his fame. He hit a shot on t national television, and the microphone was right next to him. And he says, "I can't believe that ball didn't go in because I hit it perfect."
I hit it perfect. Well, Peter Kessler is something else. And I'll tell you one thing about Peter Kessler. He has forgotten more than what most people know about golf. You tell me.
Well, the best thing is he researched well, he prepared well, and I was never ever at odds with any of the work that he did because you could sit there and listen to the interview like in a comfy chair,
Yes.
and the gentleman's off to your right, whoever it may be, whatever notable person in golf, and you feel like you're in the same lounge or fireplace location with Peter.
Well, get ready, folks, because Peter Kessler is coming to my television show very soon, as well as Stephen Elker coming to the show. Did a great interview with Stephen Elker. You can tell us about him too, Bob.
How people are really appreciating Stephen Alker for his accomplishments, do you think, in today's world?
I think they are because here's a guy that came out of nowhere and he has won everything. He's won a lot. He's just won everything on the Champions Tour, Bob.
Yeah, and I just think back to those who came before him. The Hale Irwins of the world, the Lee Trevinos of the world, the Miller Barbers of the world that actually made their second chapter in life by being on a
Yes.
success on the tour. But
Yeah.
Stephen is a crusty 54 right now. That's
I
not bad.
mean, you
Yes.
talk about a
Yeah.
guy that can play the game and not just play the game, but win. I think it's a federal law. Anytime he enters a tournament, he has to win. I mean,
Yes.
it's unbelievable how good he is.
Yes, and I just look at his resume. As you can, everybody can go online if they want to see it. But he had the highest finish he had in a regular major. A regular major was 2012, and he tied for 19th in the Open Championship, and
Okay.
that was his highest finish. Now look what he's pulled off when he comes to the senior golf, you know, and.
Stunning.
It's just amazing. He's just with all the majors he's pulled off, and he's let's see. I'm looking for 22 to 25. Here we are, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
Yes.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 top 5 finishes in all those majors he's made in those 4 years, and that's just been incredible how fast it's come for him. And he just feels he's just in a tremendous zone. He's in a zone.
He is in a zone, and it's his own zone. We've got some great guests coming up from Stephen Elker, Faux Legends, and don't forget about figolf.com. If you have lost your golf club, folks, you go to figolf.com. There is a very special code. It goes on the end of the club. It's a sticker. And if you go to figolf.com, that sticker on the end of the club, Bob, helps you find your golf club. I love it. This is brilliant. Have you ever left a golf club somewhere?
Oh yes, I remember my first one I lost. I had to go. I go to a neighbor's home and find my 8 iron because that was the club that I always used to for rescue and for helping scoring for me when I was a little boy. That 8 iron. But if I would have had that little QR code on that thing would have been wonderful. And also, it reminds me of today's when people lose their cell phones. You know, unless you have a second way to find your cell phone with an app, you're in trouble. You know.
I mean, I love it. Owen has figured out how to put a QR code in the club that you lose or you leave behind on the green or in the shop or wherever you leave it on the apron of the 19th hole, 18th hole, whatever. Whenever you lose the club, leave the club. That QR code helps you find it. I'm
Right.
telling you, it's genius.
Mm-hmm.
All right, where are we headed from here? Give me a nugget. They're looking for it.
I just think my nuggets have to go back to the Hall of Fame, and that's the PG of
Okay.
America Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And I don't know if anybody it was re remembers, but we talked about Dennis Walters obviously getting on the Hall of Fame this past class for the first time. The PGA of America recognized him. He's a World Golf Hall of Famer, and Nancy Lopez also entered into the PGA Hall of Fame. She's a World Golf Hall of Famer. And the thing I noticed in a recent piece by Adam Shupak about Dennis is that he went back and looked at a little more and dive deep into some of the elements of Dennis's past that we've always people known this about him, how he had the injury to become a paraplegic, how he became a world class messenger about the game of golf, and show you can live your dreams. You can extend those dreams if you really want to. And if the dream falls apart, just get a new dream. I love that line.
Yeah.
But what Adam looked at was just, to me, it was the nuggets about Dennis. And I remember one particular moment when I got to meet one of Dennis's friends, and I didn't even know he was a friend of Dennis when this happened. I'm a big New York Yankees fan, and I got to meet Ralph Terry, and who became a good PGA professional after his pitching days for the Yankees. Dennis was on the way to meet Ralph when that accident happened, and Ralph became a great person to promote Dennis once he got a chance to get a second life. Jack Nicklaus gave a
Yes.
chance for Dennis to have opportunities to get these programs. So that to me is my little nugget is Ralph Terry and Jack Nicklaus had a big part of it in helping Dennis find a second life.
I love it. And I also want to tell everybody about Greenside Essentials. Now, this is a golf towel, but Bob, this towel has a removable brush. I've never seen anything like it. It's greensideessentials.com. And you want to go there because their mission is to provide every golfer with an innovative golf towel to clean their golf equipment. And golfers can explore their latest golf towel that features a 3-in-1 mechanism. I love this golf towel, and I love the fact that it not only helps you with your clubs. We all know we need a golf towel or something to clean our clubs, but it also includes a detachable brush. Love it. You can put it in your pocket and walk all over the golf course with it, Bob. All right. Tell me where we're headed from here.
But
We've got a
the women
lot of golf going on.
got the women playing in Japan this week, and one of the players in contention trying to chase those top players from Japan, who is include Mush Yamushka or Miyu Yamushka, who pronounced she won in Kuala Lumpur last week, and Nasa Hatayoka, people remember her. But one of the chasers is a person you recommend is Natalia
Yes.
Guseva,
Yes.
and you remember how from the University of Miami, and Natalia is very talented, and we I think you'll hear a lot from her in the coming years. To me, she might be the women's version of our boy from Austria, Mr.
Sepp Straka.
Not I'm thinking of somebody else. I'm thinking from
Oh.
Sweden, excuse me, from Sweden, not
Oh.
from Austria.
Okay. Sorry. You said Austria. I said Sepp.
Sorry. Yeah.
No. Ms. Guseva is a fabulous golfer.
Right.
And my wife and I interviewed her. And we've got a great interview with her. We'll have more. She's very up and coming, Bob.
22 years old. I was thinking of Ludwig Åberg as the other,
Oh, Oberg.
the male
Well,
version of her. Yeah, I was
he's your
thinking.
favorite of all time.
Yeah, I just like his pace of play in his golf game. I think he's due for a major coming up pretty fast. But this lady is very solid. I watched her play, and she's very, very talented. And I think she's among those they'll have to be to contend against that Asian block of outstanding players that just have been dominating this game for the last several years.
All right, very good. Bob, I'm going to give you the final word. We're going to run off to a wonderful interview. If you have lower back pain, folks, if you've got not just lower back pain, but sciatica pain, then you've got to get with Dr. Gavin Rutledge. He's going to be coming on with us in just a moment. And Dr. Gavin is going to give you all the information you need. Bob, final word from you.
Well, I've been trying to look at different programs around the world that have helped our veterans, Ray, and we got the veterans our Veterans Day is coming up on November 11th,
Yes.
and that to me it brings back a lot of things to the heart, including a father who has served in World War II and many other friends that I've met over the years. And I think about our veterans, and so Tuesday, that's a special day for me and for those in
Yes.
our family.
Yes. Tuesday, November the 11th, Veterans Day. We'll have the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show going on. Everything happening. And we'll have all the world's wrap up with you and Craig and me. Yeah. So loads going on. And thanks, Bob, so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic tee holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for a great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
Greetings, folks. Ray Adams here, and I have a very special guest for you today. And you've met him before on the show. You've heard from him before. He is one of the leading experts in lower back pain and sciatic problems, has been for so many years. His degrees and his training read like a what's what and who's who of medical science. And of course, I'm talking about Dr. Gavin Rutledge. Dr. Rutledge, welcome to the show. Thank you so
Thank
much for
you.
joining us. And can't wait to talk with you because the last time you were on, we were talking all about your new book. And you were having everybody to go to Amazon. And I know that you've enjoyed some great success. Tell us what happened since then.
Well, thanks very much again for having me back, Ray. It's a real pleasure to be here talking to you and your listeners. I'm just delighted with the response. Thank you so much to all of you who bought the copy of the book, whether it be the Kindle version or the paperback. The great news was that we managed to achieve a number one Amazon bestseller status for golf in the UK and number four in the US. I can't tell you what a privilege it was to see my book alongside the great Bob Nuttall's book. I mean, such a well-known figure in the golfing world, so that was a real honor. So sport and rehabilitation is one of the categories on Amazon, and we managed to get to number one there in the US and Australia, which gives us the earned title of Amazon International number one bestseller.
Isn't
So I
that wonderful?
couldn't
All
be
right.
happier.
So you want to go to Amazon.com, and when they go there, what do they put in to get the book sent to them?
Yeah, well, you can either search by my name, Gavin Routledge, or you can look for pain-free and confident golf.
Pain-free and confident golf, the title. And of course, the website. Tell us your website again.
It is in reverse. It's golf.painfreeandconfident.com.
Dot com. There you go. Pain-free and
Yeah.
confident golf. Golf.painfreeandconfident.com. So that's how you find the book, and that's how you find Dr. Rutledge, and that is how you can begin to live a life that is, well, you're pain-free and confident.
That's
So
the goal.
from there, let's talk about why do people get, especially golfers, what is it about golf that gives people this lower back pain trouble? We know that Tiger Woods, since you've been on the show, has had yet another surgery. And that, who knows how that's going to go for him. I wouldn't even have you venture a guess as to where he is after all these surgeries and the recent one that he's had to have. But why does golf give us this trouble?
Well, to put it in just two words, it's called cumulative loading. So the golf swing is fairly strenuous. So if you take a full swing with a driver, there's about eight times your total body weight goes through the bottom two joints in your lower back.
Now, wait a minute.
So
No,
that's
wait a minute. No, wait a minute. No, we got to do that
it.
again. So if a person weighs, okay, so if a lady weighs 130 pounds, eight times that is 1,000 pounds, is going through the lower
Through the
two
lower two
vertebrae.
joints. So that's a full swing maximum load. So that is a big load. Now, bear in mind the spine can bear a lot of load. But if you keep doing that cumulatively, that strain builds up over time. Now, of course, some people, some golfers, and it's really important to stress this, don't get lower back pain. And so you should always be thinking, well, why do some golfers not get lower back pain and why do others? And the answer usually lies in this cumulative load and exposure. So if you build up gradually over time, you can condition your back to cope with that load. But what commonly happens is, especially around retirement age, people go from playing once, maybe twice a week, to wanting to play four times a week. And that's a very rapid increase in cumulative loading. And so the back breaks down. Same thing you see on golf trips. Maybe you play once, twice a week normally, but all of a sudden you're going to play five rounds in 5 days. Bang. Overloading your back. So that's a very common trigger in golf. But of course, for some people, it's more involved than that. There can be other contributing factors. Rain, it is worth pointing out that, of course, lower back pain is very common in the non-golfing population too. So I make this point in the book. Often it is not just golf. There's other factors that can contribute to lower back pain in golfers. So we go in great detail into the book, into unpacking all of those potential contributing factors, not just the golf swing, but all the other lifestyle factors as well.
Unbelievable. And you think about these tour players, and of course, their full swings And they're out on the practice range hours and hours every day, and their full swings are at a much higher swing
Higher
speed.
speed. Yep.
Therefore, and their weight is, well, they're all in fairly good shape. So
Good
let's say
shape.
that their weight is anywhere from about 170 to 220 total. And that's across the span of professional golfers globally. Because we've seen the bigger,
Some of the
gentlemen
big lads.
golfers. And but let's say in 8 times that amount of weight, but then they're doing it hundreds of times per day. It's no wonder so many of them do have lower back trouble, but I want to know why they all don't have it.
Exactly.
What prevents it?
Again, there's a number of reasons for that, but the main one is that they build up over time. And so you can make your back stronger if you have a conditioned approach. But you have to be very structured about that approach, because the big problem is people typically overload.
Now, when people are feeling, that little twinge, that little tweak, that little, and doesn't matter the age, it could be a junior golfer, it could be, young person, can be person who's 80 years old playing the game. But when they feel that first little pain, that first little, what should they do?
So fundamentally, you've got to remember that pain is a biological warning system. So if you get a little twinge, count yourself lucky. That's your first warning. So step back and think about what could have contributed to that cause. Sometimes it's really obvious. You get the twinge as you swing through the ball or on follow through, and you get this catching pain in your lower back. And the logical thing, although most people, of course, don't apply logic in the heat of the moment, but the logical thing is to stop, have a little break, walk away, go and do something else for a while, let your back settle. If it's not obvious what's caused it, then you have to spend a little bit more time thinking back over the recent history and say, what have I done more of and what have I done less of that cumulatively could have led me to, as I call it, the edge of the cliff?
Like we've got neighbors helping another neighbor move in my area, and there's a lot of heavy lifting going on when you're helping somebody to move or you're moving yourself. And it goes on and on, but you can actually injure or cause lower back pain by just picking up a heavy grocery bag at your local market, bent over just a certain way that the back doesn't like, correct?
Well, you could, and most especially if you're not used to lifting that kind of load. But if you are, but it still triggers an episode of pain, I would always say that's not the real cause, because you've done that hundreds of times before without back pain. So if it is the trigger, then again, look back over the previous 24 hours and say, well, cumulatively, what have I done? And usually there's a background buildup that fatigues the back, and then that particular triggering factor is just the last straw.
All right, so back to your book now, Pain Free and Confident Golf. I know that there are some fundamentals in the book. And of course, you have an entire program that golfers anywhere in the world can contact you. They can become a part of that. You will work with them, treat them, have one-on-one conversations with them. There's some group work in your program, and we can mention that again here in a few minutes. But back to the book. Tell us a little bit about some of these very, very important fundamentals that you look at and that you work with.
Sure, Ray. So the subtitle to the book, Pain Free and Confident Golf, is Six Essential Practices to Master Lower Back Pain. And those six essential practices are measure, reduce, relax, optimize, relate, and enjoy.
Okay, take us through those now one by one, and just give us a few lines of definition so we can understand it. But here's the thing, folks, you got to get the book. The book is going to give you everything you need to know, and then you're going to go to golf.painfreeandconfident.com. And that's where we want you to go to meet and get to know and work with Dr. Gavin Rutledge here. But go ahead and give us, a few lines on each of those.
So the importance of measuring things. Many patients will go to some back pain clinician and they'll say, "Oh, my back gets sore then," and maybe they get some specifics like it's a 0 out of 10 some of the time, but it can peak at an 8 out of 10. And that's one form of measuring the severity of the pain. But we believe in diving a lot deeper than that. So we use something called a back score, which is a measure of the disability caused by your back pain. It's a 24-item questionnaire. So that gives a real specific measure of the impact of your lower back pain in your life. We also use something called the Active X score, which looks in detail at all the different potential contributing factors to your pain, not just history of injury, but how long have you had pain for? Because interestingly, the length of pain dictates how long it's going to take to recover from. And the other element of measuring is tracking. So we get people to track their pain and their daily habits on a daily basis so that we
Now
can start to see patterns.
for the golfer, this is important. This measuring, I can see where it is very important. Do you use other sorts of tests? Do people end up going and getting X-rays on their back? I'm making this up. MRIs on their back. I mean, how do they do that as well?
So many of the clients we work with have had MRIs. It's rare for us to recommend that they have one unless we're concerned that they may be a surgical case, in which case we would always recommend that, well, let's have a look, see what it shows, and combining that with the history can determine whether somebody needs surgical
All right, so many different
involvement.
ways to measure. That's the first one. Let's go on to number two.
So the second one is reducing. And I talked before, Ray, about the cliff of pain metaphor, and there are two stages to full recovery. There's the first stage is relief. That's about moving from the sea of suffering up, back up onto the cliff of the top of the cliff of pain. And the second phase is prevention. That's moving right back from the edge. So to make the first phase, that journey to relief, you have to reduce the things that make your pain worse. I would say if you hit your thumb with a hammer, it's not going to get better if you keep tapping it with the same hammer.
Doctor, it hurts when I do this, and the doctor says, "Well, don't do that."
Exactly. And it seems a really obvious step, but believe me, of course, we all love golfing, so
So
we
we
don't
keep
want to
going back
hold
and
back from golf.
so we
But
keep
if
going
golf
and yeah.
aggravates it, then you've got to rest. And this was one of the big problems for poor Tiger, is that, and it's very common in amateur golfers as well, they just keep golfing. Now, reduce, we can also use the word modify, Ray. So it doesn't necessarily mean you have to stop. You can modify your swing. There's all sorts of modifications, turn the front foot out, shorten the back swing. All of these things will reduce load on the lower back. Anyway, so
All
that's the
right.
second measure.
What's step number three? Practice number three.
Practice number three is relax. Now, this comes as a surprise to many people, but pain, particularly persistent pain, is often tied in with emotion. And the more anxious you are, the more upset you are, the more pain people tend to experience. So learning how to relax can have a big impact on the severity of your pain and the speed at which you can recover from that pain.
Now, you just said something very, very important that I caught. You said learning how to relax. Does that mean that people need to actually learn? Can they be taught how to relax?
Oh, you
It's
can
not just something
definitely
you say,
learn.
okay, I'm going to relax now. People
No.
can't do that. They're stressed,
Nope.
they're anxious, they're tight, therefore the pain is more. And this
Yeah.
happens in all facets of life. So, what are a couple of things people can do to learn how to relax? I know that's
Sure.
part of the book, and people will read the book, but go ahead, tell us about that.
So in any given moment, one of the most useful things you can, or most fast-acting things you can do to relax is breathe. And breathe in a particular way. And one of the techniques is called the physiological sigh. And to do a physiological sigh, you take two sharp inhalations, one immediately following the other, followed by a long exhalation. So that sounds like this. You go.
I see. Yeah.
And that is a really fast way to just calm the central nervous system down.
I remember that the Englishman who attended Arizona State University here in Phoenix, Arizona area, and he played in the Ryder Cup, and he said that Bernard Langer, the great player, taught him, I'm talking about Paul Casey, of course, taught him during the Ryder Cup that when great stress and anxiety comes upon you, the first thing you need to do is breathe. And you're
Absolutely.
saying breathe correctly. It's not just breathe, but breathe correctly. Okay, there you go. Learn to relax. What's practice number four?
Practice number four is about optimizing. So once we've decided what you want to be able to do, and of course, let's face it, for most golfers, that's to play golf to their heart's delight, then we have to optimize for that. And historically, in the clinical professions, often people gave kind of obscure exercises that people, the clients, the patients often got good at doing the exercise, but it didn't mean they necessarily got to do the thing they wanted to do.
Okay.
So for golfers, clearly we're looking at how do we optimize the swing mechanics? How do we optimize everything else in their lives such that they can play golf pain-free and confident?
Yeah. All right. Step
So
number.
to optimize is that one.
All right, optimize. Boy, these are just great. You've got folks, you've got to get the book and read it. The book is fascinating. You're going to find yourself highlighting lines, circling things, making notes in the on the sides like I've been doing. All right, Dr. Rutledge, what's number five?
Number five is relate, and there's two interpretations of relate. The first one is everything must relate to your long-term goal. So again, we're coming back to what is the long-term goal? I want to be able to play four rounds of golf over a week time. So everything you do must relate to that. And the second and really important definition of relate is the story that you tell yourself. So if you've had persistent lower back pain, it really gets into your head. People feel convinced that this is it. I'm going to be stuck with this weak lower back, a fragile back for the rest of my life. The problem with that worldview, of course, is that it's self-defining. If you think that you're always going to have a bad back, then you will have a bad back. So you need to start telling yourself a different story. And that could be as simple as every day my back is getting a little stronger.
Yeah, very good. And then the last essential practice, number six.
Is enjoy. And it doesn't just refer to enjoying the game of golf. It refers to the importance of enjoying life as a whole, looking for opportunities to enjoy yourself, whether that be with family, friends, on the golf course, because persistent pain gets you down.
Yeah.
Again, we're back to this negative psychological cycle that people get into.
Yes.
And one of the best ways to break that is to expose yourself to things that you enjoy. Listen to a stand-up comedian, have a laugh. It's very, very powerful, the psychological component.
The Six Essential Practices, part of Pain-Free and Confident Golf. That's the book. He's Dr. Gavin Rutledge. I can't thank you enough for being on the show, giving
Always a
us not
pleasure.
only
Thank
your
you.
skill, your expertise, but some great advice, and then these essential practices, so important. And I'm fascinated that at least a couple of them are tied to your emotions and your mental well-being. I think that's very important, and I'm glad that we were able to drill down a little bit there and talk about that. All right, folks, you want to get to golf.painfreeandconfident.com. That's the website. Go to Amazon, get the book, painfreeandconfident.com. He's Dr. Gavin Rutledge, and thank you so much, Doctor,
Thanks
for
for
being
having
with
me,
us
Ray.
today on the show.
Thank you.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game.
But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.